email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah. A big day in the Irish book industry today, because the On Post Book Award nominations have been announced this afternoon by Miriam O'Callaghan online. And we have two very happy authors on the line. First off, Louise Nealon, nominated for Newcomer of the Year for her book Snowflake. Congratulations, new Louise. Louise.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah. And also on the other line, Anne Ingle, whose book Open Hearted is up for two awards, one of which is being championed by us on the show, the Audience Choice Award. And also, you're nominated in the biography category.
I know, but I'm up against Sinead O'Connor, so you know what I mean.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, can I say to you, nothing compares to you, Anne.
Nice one, Ray.
Yeah, well, that's look, I went to the Joe Duffy School of Puns, so or broadcasting. Anyway, listen, Anne, I spoke to you quite recently, so I'm going to speak to Louise first. Nell Louise.
Oh, I'm putting
an N before your name, Louise, for some reason today.
Make it work.
When did you find out that you were nominated in the Newcomer of the Year category?
Yeah, so I found out a couple of days ago, and I kind of had to keep it quiet from my dad because he'd have it all over the place.
Right.
But I'm delighted that the news is out now. My mum was actually in the hairdresser when she heard, so right. she was like trying to keep the news to herself. So I'm thrilled. I really am.
Yeah, and was it something you thought about?
To be honest with you, yes.
I like honesty, yes.
I really wanted it. Because I don't really come from a reading family.
Yeah.
My family are Greek and they have loads of sporting interests. But this is the one that, like, it's the only time I get control of the remote control at home is when the book awards are on. And people can understand that it's kind of like the all-stars of writers. And just to be among people, like Anne, his book I read, which is incredible. And that category of nonfiction, like Seamus O'Reilly, Sinead O'Connor, it's so incredible. And just even to be announced, well, along with other writers, it's just a dream come true.
So talk to Anne there about her book. Tell her how you feel about her book.
It's just gorgeous, Anne. And I think you're such an inspiration. You're such an inspiration to everyone who, it's never too late to start writing. It's never, you're such a hero. I'm sorry. I didn't realise that I was going to be on with you.
Well, it's from the heart. It's better.
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. And Snowflake was the Radio 1 Book of the Week there a few weeks ago, which was great. I was delighted to hear that. And you released it before the wave of Christmas books, probably intentionally, I would imagine.
Oh, well, I had nothing to do with that.
You're not.
Because, if you left me up to the business end of things, we'd be enough. I wouldn't be talking to you.
Right.
So I have a great team around me. I think releasing Snowflake during the height of summer was a great weather campaign.
Yeah, yeah. Anne Ingle, Open Hearted, as I say, nominated in the Audience Choice Award by us here on the show, and also in the biography section. When you got the call, how did it feel?
I was totally amazed and delighted, of course. I mean, as Louise says, it's never too late, but you know, when you're 82, you don't really expect to get awards alongside John Boyne and Louise and other people. You know, it's really exciting. I'm very happy, very, very happy.
Yeah, we got a huge reaction to our chat that we had a few weeks ago.
Yes, and I'm sure that chat we had went towards me getting this award, because it was such a wonderful programme, and Fiona, your producer, was so good on that occasion. So I'm really grateful for that. So thanks, Ray.
I'm sure they had decided before that. But thank you. And just for people, because I have a chance now to sell it to people, because Audience Choice Awards, you can vote for Anne and for Louise on Post Irish Book Awards.ie. It's, I'm finding it difficult to sell your book in one sentence. They want me to do that, Anne. So if you could go away now, please, and prepare a sentence that I can then say, it'd be great. Would you do that for me?
Hang on, I'll tell you. I know there's all sorts of words have been said about, you know, inspiring, as Louise said, and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I think Paul Howard had it. It's a love story with humour.
A love story with humour. It's a lot more than that. It's a lot. That undersells
okay.
it. Yeah, okay.
But I understand. I'm going to understand it. But you know, I'm not really, because you know what's going to happen to me tomorrow? You're not going to believe this, Ray.
Go on.
Do Bray Books in Grafton Street have a thing where they put authors in the window for
yes.
half an hour and give you a chair and a cup of tea and a book to read?
Right.
And that's what's going to happen to me tomorrow. Can you imagine?
that's
so if anybody's around in Grafton Street and they're passing Du Bray Books, give us a wave.
Now, Anne, of all the things you've been through, and people can read about it in your book, Open Hearted, that must be one of the most surreal things, is it?
Exactly. Yeah. Who would have thought that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. I'm delighted that they asked me. You know, all of my exposure,
yeah.
No pun intended.
And Louise, I've recommended your book to a lot of people, including my wife, and she loved it. Jenny loved it. And she's,
no, I haven't read Snowflake, but is it on Audible, do you know?
It is, and it's read by Louisa Herland, who's actually Orla in Dairy Girls.
Uh-huh.
Very
and
good.
She does such a great job.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm on it right as we speak. I've been getting that book straight away.
I'm yes. honoured. I'm honoured. I'll echo Anne as well. Ray, I definitely wouldn't be here without the help of you and your show, and also It was great to get the call from Fiona today. Because it's a great celebration, it really is.
It is. Well, listen,
so thank you.
Congratulations to you both. I know that you, and we discussed before, that Element have optioned Snowflake for maybe a TV series or a movie or something that might happen
yeah.
in the future. And
yeah, so the script is being worked on at the minute, so it's very exciting.
Yeah, and what about Anne's story, Louise? Do you think that would make a good movie?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. He was heard first on the radar.
There you go.
Show.
Yeah. 5%. That's all I keep saying. 5%. 5%. Okay.
So can we both ask your listeners to vote for
yes,
it?
Yes, you Louise can indeed.
And I would like to vote.
Yes. It's on post-irishbookawards.ie and post-irishbookawards.ie. And I believe, which is brilliant news, there's going to be an actual event this year with people in dresses and suits and tables
wow.
and food and drink and awards
food
and all
as well.
That.
That's great. I thought we'd be sitting in those seats like the people from the TDs do.
Maybe it is now. Maybe I'm wrong. I shouldn't have said that. Before I get in any more trouble. Right.
Yes, Louise Nealon. See you then. Bye.
See you. Giddy. Louise Nealon, Snowflake, and Anne Ingalls, Open Hearted, both shortlisted, nominated in this year's on Post Irish Book Awards. Well done again. Well done. Thank you very much.
Thank
bye,
you.
Bye, bye, bye.
Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.